3BA 102.3. It's Ballarat today. Thanks to Ryan's IGA and Grandeur by Florian. That's One Direction and What Makes You Beautiful. All right, big night last night with the Don Awards, and that was sorting out Australia's best sports person. And we do have somebody who was there on the night receiving an award.
Yes, Russell Mark has been inducted into the Australian Sports Hall of Fame. And we've got him on the phone right now. But I just want to say something. Wikipedia says he was born in 1964 in Hoppers Crossing. Now, Russell, fact or crap?
Well, if it's in Wikipedia, it must be right, because men never wrong, are they?
Hang on. Gabe, you're a journalist. You're doing your research in Wikipedia.
I don't think there was a Hoppers Crossing in 1964. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Absolutely right. No, born in Brown Hill. Born and bred up there, lived in the same place for nearly 18 years. Went to Brown Hill Primary School, which I think is Caledonian Primary School now, and then I was the school captain at Ballarat East High School, which is Ballarat Secondary College now.
Fantastic, amazing. And look, you've spent so much time at the top level in shooting. How many Olympics? Was it five?
Six. Two, and went to one as actually one of the athlete liaison officers. So I actually went to seven, but I competed in six. So I think only Andrew Hoy has done more than that, one of our equestrian riders. So, yeah, it's a long time when you look at it like that. And last night was great to catch up with a lot of the people I hadn't seen for quite some time. So I think that was the personal pleasure out of last night. It's a great accolade, obviously, personally. But for our sport, I think the sport of shooting was probably one of the real winners last night.
That's fantastic. I guess shooting's not taxing on the body, a bit like darts, minus the pint of beer in your hand. But
I wish it was like that. I think it taxes on your reflexes. And, you know, when I retired at the age of 50, I was too old at 50. You lose your hand-eye coordination and your ability to react quickly. And in my event, you've got to shoot two targets within 0.7 of a second. And the older you get, the harder that was becoming for me. So, yeah, it might be a little bit harder than darts. Might be just a little.
What's the best shot you've ever made?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. I guess the one you remember the most is obviously the one where you win the Olympic Games. But up in Sebastopol, where I did all of my training as a young guy, it was one of the toughest ranges in the world because it was really, really cold. It was very windy. And because I trained and shot there so often, I always used to think I had an advantage when I went somewhere else, because if you could hit them at Sebastopol, everywhere else in the world was easier.
Wow, that's fascinating, isn't it?
So the Atlanta Olympics was just a breeze, really, yeah. Wasn't it?
Well, it was compared to shooting at Sebastopol. I'll give you the tip.
I don't know whether this is BS or not, but I remember reading some female shooter used to lie on an ant's nest to test her concentration.
That's BS, absolutely. I've never heard that. I've used it on Wikipedia as well.
Yeah, it was probably from Wikipedia as well.
Now, Russell, you've got this plaque. What happens now? What happens to that plaque?
And eventually, when the new Gallery of Sport Museum opens at the MCG, all of the Hall of Fame items will be there. So they did a ceremonial unveiling of the plaque yesterday, but eventually that will take place over at the MCG. And I believe it's February next year and it'll all be in place.
What are you up to these days? Are you planning to go to the Tokyo Olympics with the team? You know,
commentator for Channel 7 these days at the Olympics. That's what I did in at the last Olympics for Rio, and I've got that gig again in Tokyo. That's the really easy side of the fence to be on, because when you look at it from the other side of the fence, you see how big the targets and how slow they actually are, and your reputation gets better in age. I think it's an easy gig being a commentator compared to being a competitor. So I'm looking forward to that again. We've got some really good prospects for winning at least two gold medals, I would think, in Tokyo. We've got the reigning women's champion, and also the world number one in men is now an Australian. So we've got some great young people coming through.
Wow. And what about people from the local area? Are there any people from this region that are sort of up and coming?
The guy that's not from Ballarat, the guy that I think will win it is a young guy from Mulwala right on the border. And there's the reigning Olympic gold medalist in women is from Mansfield. So they're regional Victorians. It's been a sport that not necessarily these days you'll find that people grow up on farms or they come from a hunting background or anything like that. Those days are long gone. The people that make good marksmen are people that just have good hand-eye coordination. And you'll strangely find people that are good at table tennis or badminton can be very good clay target shooters. As odd as that may sound, the two sports correlate very closely.
Wow, must trigger something there in the mind, but that's very fascinating.
Yeah.
You were inducted with quite a few people, including Dennis Committee. Did you have a chance to have a beer and a chat with Dennis?
Yeah, I spent most of my day yesterday with him. Lovely guy, and I wanted him to do the commentary last night as we're all walking up. I haven't let him do it, but I think the whole room would have liked that. But I thought that was great that you don't actually have to be a participant in sport to get into the Hall of Fame, because Dennis makes people look good.
Sorry, tennis does. Oh, Dennis.
Dennis Committee.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He did coach the Western.
Look better than what they are.
Yeah, that's right. But look, some great Australian champions up there being recognised at the Don Awards. Mate, congratulations on that. And we look forward to seeing your medal there at the MCG in the museum.
Thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Great, Russell. That's Russell Mark, who was inducted into the Australian Sports Hall of Fame last night for the Don Awards, and we'll pop that interview up on our website. It's Ballarat Today.